This is 89.1 KMUW. Up now, KMUW's Fletcher Powell offers his annual Alternative Best Movies of the Year list.
As I've been doing now since 2020, I'd like to celebrate those movies that gave me the most enjoyment last year. So here are my favorites that I saw for the first time in 2024, regardless of when they were first released. Things started off with a bang on January 4th with The Heart of the World from the year 2000, directed by cinema's mad scientist Guy Maddin. It's as rapid-fire as anything you'll ever see, combining sex, danger, love, apocalypse, capitalist critique, murder, and a celebration of movies themselves, all within 6 jaw-dropping minutes. Truly a joy. A much longer movie followed then in March, with the legendary 95-year-old documentarian Frederick Weissman and his 4-hour look at a trio of French restaurants, Menu Plaisir Les Trois Gros. Weissman's style is to be sort of a fly on the wall, but lest you think this movie is slow, rest assured that the filmmaker is working at the highest of levels. He knows how to set rhythm perfectly with his editing, as we see every aspect of the inner workings of the restaurants involved, from their farm suppliers to the people being astonished by their meals. I adored every second of this. June brought me Nancy Savoca's 1991 romantic comedy Dogfight, which finds River Phoenix fooling Lily Taylor into a cruel contest to determine which of Phoenix's friends can find the ugliest date before all of the young men ship off to Vietnam. But a painful setup unfolds into a gorgeous exploration of youth, humanity, and understanding, with two young actors performing far beyond their years. And then, just for good old-fashioned entertainment, right at the end of the year, I caught the new French-language adaptation of The Count of Monte Cristo, a great story brought to life with swords, betrayal, revenge, romance, intrigue, adventure. Why else were movies made? For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.